Welcome to the How To Dressage Podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to use your outside rein. Now, the correct use of your outside rein influences the horse's whole body, and it's essential for good dressage riding. Now, if it's used incorrectly, or not at all, then you'll find it difficult to balance and steer the horse around a dressage arena, let alone perform a good dressage test. So what does the outside rein do, and how do you go about using it? That's what we're going to answer in today's podcast episode. So firstly, let's just clarify, what is the outside rein? Well, the terms inside and outside are used to describe the horse's bend, not his position within the arena. For example, if you are riding on the left rein with your horse bent to the left, then your inside rein would be in your left hand and your outside rein would be in your right hand. However, if you were still on the left rein, but you were in counter canter, so your horse was now bent to the right, then your inside rein would now be in your right hand and your outside rein would now be in your left hand. So it's important to understand that the terms inside and outside have nothing to do with where your horse is in the arena or on what rein he is working. It's simply to do with the direction of the horse's bend. So your inside rein is on the inside of the bend and your outside rein is on the outside of the bend. So now that we have clarified that point, let's move on to talk about how we go about using this outside rein. Well, the outside rein has several important functions, and they include the following. So the first one is that it controls the degree of neck bend. The second point is that it controls the horse's shoulders. The third point is that it regulates the tempo of the rhythm. And the fourth point is that it helps to balance the horse through half halts. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go through each of those points individually, explaining how the outside rein achieves that objective. So the first one is that the outside rein helps to control the degree of neck bend. So when you ride the horse through a corner, or when you are negotiating a circle, changing direction, or performing lateral work, having the correct bend and having enough of it is essential. Now, when you use your inside leg to create bend through the horse's body, the horse must stretch through the outside of his body whilst shortening the inside of the body, and this helps him to create a curve. Now, the outside rein regulates the amount of neck bend you require. For example, if you are riding a 20-meter circle, you won't need as much bend through the neck and the body as you would for a 10-meter circle, because a 20-meter circle is larger. Now, if you allow too much with the outside rein, then you will create too much neck bend, causing the horse to jackknife, lose straightness, and fall out through his outside shoulder. However, if you don't allow enough with the outside rein, then you will prevent the horse from stretching through the outside of his body, you will block the outside shoulder, and you will possibly even cause him to tilt his head. So the ideal amount is that you need to allow enough with the outside rein so that the horse can bend uniformly through his body and neck whilst filling the outside rein and aligning him to the track, the curve, or the circle that he is following. Now, moving on to point number two, the outside rein also helps you to control the horse's shoulders. And this is very much linked to the first point of controlling the amount of neck bend. Because if you have too much bend in the horse's neck, as we've just talked about, then you risk losing control of the horse's shoulder and he will drift outwards. And this is commonly described as the horse falling out through his outside shoulder. Alternatively to falling out, the horse's weight could fall onto his inside shoulder, causing him to lean in around the circle and through turns. This causes the horse to lose balance, especially in the faster paces. Now, in order to correct this, you need to ride more from your inside leg into your outside rein, and you need to encourage the horse to bend through his body. Bending and leaning are mutually exclusive. So if the horse is bending, he's not leaning. And if the horse is leaning, he's not bending. So if you have a horse that does lean inwards, you need to encourage the bend through his body, because once he starts to bend, he will then stop leaning. Now, moving back to the outside rein, as well as maintaining the horse's straightness, the outside rein can also be used to push the horse's shoulders across through the use of an indirect rein. Now, this is where the rein is closed against the base of the horse's neck, and the horse then moves away from it. And it's required for riding pirouettes and other dressage movements that require you to move the horse's shoulders. Now, in all instances, it's important that you do not allow your outside hand to pull backwards or cross over the horse's neck, as you are using it to help control your horse's shoulders. But this is another important aspect of why and how you should use your outside rein. Now, moving on to point number 3, and this is that the outside rein helps you to regulate the tempo, which is the speed of the rhythm. So the first and most important of the dressage skills of training is rhythm. The correct speed or the correct tempo of the rhythm is also crucial in dressage. If the horse is allowed to rush forward, then the expression and the quality of the paces will suffer, and the horse will lose his balance when trying to negotiate the corners of the arena. So in combination with the rider's leg and seat aids, the outside rein is used to control and regulate the speed of the rhythm, and also to help you harness the energy to create engagement and impulsion. Now, the last point we're going to talk about, point number 4, is that the outside rein helps you in riding balancing half halts. Now, the half halt is a crucial tool for balancing the horse and also preparing him for every transition, every exercise, and every change of direction that you want to make when you are schooling your horse at home or when you are riding a dressage test. Now, the outside rein is used in combination with your weight and leg aids to help you ride a half halt. Now, if you're not quite sure what a half halt is, or you're not quite sure how to go about riding one, then please visit our website howtodressage.com or search our podcast archives for the episode, How to Ride a Half Halt. That will explain everything you need to know. But going back to the outside rein, we now know why this rein is so important. But how do we go about getting our horse into the outside rein? Well, establishing a good outside rein contact starts with the horse's hindquarters. In every movement that requires bend, energy should flow from active hind legs to the bit, with the horse clearly stretching into and filling the outside rein. Now, arguably, almost every well-ridden exercise that requires bend will help you to improve this connection into the outside rein. But one of the best training tools for this is shoulder in. Because the main goal of shoulder in is to improve the horse's straightness and achieve higher levels of collection by encouraging the horse to take more weight on his inside hind leg. But when this exercise is ridden correctly, it's also a super exercise for establishing a secure outside rein contact. Now, if you want to know how to ride shoulder in correctly, or possibly even shoulder 4, which is the precursor to shoulder in, then just search for those episodes on our website or in our podcast archives. But to wrap this episode up, if you neglect to use your outside rein when riding around circles and making changes of direction, then your horse will fall out through his outside shoulder. He will tip onto his inside shoulder, lose straightness, and possibly even balance. Now, you will struggle to regulate your horse's speed and also position your horse's shoulders, making it very difficult to negotiate the dressage arena and perform lateral movements. Now, the outside rein contact should be consistent but elastic, as it receives the energy from the horse's hindquarters. And remember that your outside hand should never be brought across the horse's neck. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.